Good evening. I'm very pleased to be here. It's the first time I've been to a regional group meeting as such this part of the world, which I hope to repeat next year sometime. I'm trying to book myself in with a lecture I'll be giving at the Society. So thank you all for the invite to be here, and well done to all those involved in organising this event. And I think it's an event to reflect and learn from what are described as the darkest days in the history of coal mining. And I think it's so important for us all to keep such memories alive, remember those who died and the loss suffered by their families, but also to remind us as professionals to be vigilant all the time, because we don't know when something else will happen that we don't quite expect. Today sort of completed a little bit of a circle for me in a very small way. I was 13 when the Aberfan disaster happened, and I can still remember very well the sort of grainy black and white images on TV. And I think it's, you know, when you're growing up, there's sort of time in life when you suddenly sort of say, gosh, that's happening out there, and it means a lot, and you'd like to go and do something, you know, and it's one of those sorts of instinctive things which you know, afterwards you know it, and before that you haven't even thought about it, because life out there is somewhere different. I can remember it very well. We moved to Wales a year later, about 6 months later, so I was living in Bridgend, and I suppose I saw a lot more of this on television with the local TV and report on the inquiry and the remediation work. So it became a little bit of a backdrop to my life when I was young. And today's trip up to Aberfan sort of brought it together very well. And I'm very grateful to Paul for taking us up there. It was very good. But what does all this mean now? I suppose there's engineering geologists, engineers, to the government and public. I think you could say in the UK we have learned. We have learned a lot from it. It's unfortunate that we have to go through such things to learn well, but that does seem to be the case. We've had no repeats of such a thing since that time, although as someone mentioned in the car this afternoon, in many ways we don't have the industry we used to have such repeats. And maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. But internationally, I don't think we have learned. I mean, I think Helen will tell you later, there's been 1,000 deaths in similar incidents over the last 5 years internationally. So, you know, as professionals, we work in this country, we work overseas, and we need to be taking these messages out, because they may mean a lot to us here, but over there they don't yet, until they've had their big disaster. So, the Geological Society next year is a year of risk. And I think it's very important for us to remind government, to remind the public, to remind ourselves that what stands between something very bad happening is often the professionalism of geologists, engineers, and engineering geologists together to actually make sure we do things properly in the first place. I think that's something which many parts of government don't realise what we do, and we need to remind people what we do do. So with that, I'd like to pass on to Ted Neill, who's editor of Geoscientist. The article, if you haven't read the Geoscientist article, please do. I read it, and it was excellent. And it was reflected, I mean, Ted himself, he has family in that area, so obviously it means a lot to him in itself as to where it happened. So please read it. He tells a sad story very well. And with that, I'd like to pass over to Ted.